It's the Third Street Podcast.
Are we live?
Welcome back to the Third Street Podcast. It's the podcast with the boys from the 86. Wyatt, how you doing?
Pretty good. I'm hanging in.
That's it? That's all you got to say to the people? To your fans?
The people know that I love them. So deeply. I love them. Oh my God. Fuck boy.
I was going to give you a heads up, but I'm just going to start randomly picking someone to give us a little snippet.
No, I'm glad you didn't tell me because you got a genuine reaction.
There you go. This is episode 15, I believe, of the Third Street Podcast. Cruising through these things. If you didn't know, we're us in the 86th. We've got some merch available. We've also got some shows lined up. We got a link at S in the 86th on all your social media. This is the Third Street Podcast. We've got a link tree. It's in the bio. All of our shit is there. If you like any of it, or if you want to dive into any of it, like we're going to dive into this with the music trivia gauntlet. Cue the tune.
Hit it. Is this AC/DC?
It's DC/AC.
I think this is the furthest I've heard this ever.
Yeah. Wee 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 wee.
Could be an AC/DC song.
He's got a small wiener and he's walking around. Walking around. Small wiener and he's walking around.
Dude, how does Brian Johnson not cough every time he sings?
Yeah, it's weird how he's like trained himself how to sing like that.
I'm dizzy.
God, it still goes on longer.
Does this just keep going? Okay.
It's just going to keep going. I wasn't sure how long we could play that before we started losing viewers, so.
Tapatio. 2 inches?
Yeah, let me.
Tapatio.
All right, so we have the Tapatio 2 and the 2-inch engineers. Going head to head in a crazy edition of Music Trivia Gauntlet. It's going to be just fucking crazy. Who wants to go first?
I feel like
I can flip a pick.
Don't say it.
Say it.
I feel like you know, we have the upper hand. Maybe
that's true.
To patio two. Pick a category.
Let's do album art for 1 to 2 points.
Yeah,
album art. 2 points. This is your album. This is an album from 2008.
I got it.
I need the artist and the title.
We both have it.
Wyatt doesn't know it.
Throw me a fucking bone, dude.
That would be Coldplay, Viva La Vida. Yep. Lock it in.
Locking her in.
Coldplay, Viva La Vida. That is correct.
Joe Satriani sued him on this.
I want to give... So this is a fun fact about this album. Okay. So it is Coldplay, Viva La Vida from 2008. So first one that can tell me, if anybody knows it, the full actual title of this album is an extra point. Spit it out.
Viva La Vida, Death and All His Friends.
Yep.
God damn. I was going to say Viva La Vida Loca, but.
It is. Viva La Vida or Death.
That was quick, Josh. That was good.
Thanks.
I wasn't sure you'd know that. So
I've never listened to Coldplay.
That gives the Tapatio 2. Oh, fuck me.
Don't think about it. Don't think about it, dude.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. What was that?
Yeah, what was that?
What'd you just flash up there, buddy?
I didn't mean to do
that. Was that an album art?
No.
Right, like that's going to be the one they pick. Should we get the 3-pointer or just 1 point on this?
If you can the get the three-pointer.
Is there a timer on the category?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck it. I'm at 1 point. We'll take it.
Okay. This is an Avenged Sevenfold album from 2013. I just need the title of it.
I didn't see it the first time, but now I get why everybody was like, what was that?
Hail to the King.
What was that?
Hail to the King.
Final answer? Lock it
it's
in?
It's not, huh?
You want to lock it in?
Sure, let's lock it in.
All right, it is. Hail to the King.
Okay, cool. Josh was messing with my brain for a second there.
Okay. All right.
God, that was funny.
Tapatio 2. What do you want category?
Tapatio. Music Trivia 2?
Let's do
music
it.
Music Trivia 2.
Music Trivia 2 points. Do you know Dave Grohl's middle name? Here's your six options. Ernie, Ian, Edward, Eric, Emmanuel, or Ethan?
Oh, man.
I think Edward is the only one that like sounds good in his name right there.
Let's
so
do that.
I want to go for number three, Edward.
Lock number three, in. Edward. Locking it in?
Yep.
Incorrect.
You guys have a guess.
It's Ian.
Guessing Ian?
Yeah, it's Ian.
Ian.
I was going to say, it seems like he's not guessing.
Are you guys locking in Ian?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Too bad. It's Eric.
Damn it. I just thought maybe if I had exuded confidence.
I'm listening to his book right now. The
That's exactly what I did.
But I don't think I don't think he ever says his middle name.
Recognize real.
I couldn't remember if he did or not either.
So that's no points.
I was just thinking like Scott Ian. Like Ian.
0 points for the field here.
All right. Well, what are we picking?
Yeah. Two engineers.
Album art 3 or?
Sure. Why not?
Why not? Yeah, let's do it. Album art 3.
You guys are down 3-1, so that makes sense. Album art.
3 points available. This is your album. I need title, artist, and year released.
Who's Rob Thomas, Matchbox 20. It is Matchbox 20. What's the fucking big song off this record? I'm going to say 98, actually. Matchbox 2098. What's the biggest song you can think of by Matchbox 20?
I can't think of the name of it.
Just the biggest song you can think of by Matchbox 20.
I can't think of it right now. Can you?
No.
I don't think about Matchbox 20.
Let's go ahead and give me a final answer.
Matchbox 20 in the end.
In the end?
You said it.
In the end, and you said 98. Correct?
Yeah.
Matchbox 20 is correct. The year and the title are incorrect. You guys got a guess for year and album title for this Matchbox 20 album.
Man, 97 self-titled.
97 self-titled is incorrect. It's yourself or someone like you in 96.
I just don't think about that band.
The only Matchbox 20 I know is Rob Thomas in Smooth. Santana featuring Rob Thomas.
But Matchbox had some good songs.
They did. That's a good band. I just never really got it.
I believe the world is coming to an end.
I can only sleep when it's raining.
Bring your date to Chili's.
All right, to Patio 2.
Six.
You want to do a random gauntlet one?
Yeah.
I was going to say,
this is going to be something.
Let's do a random gauntlet for three.
Okay. Which one you want to do?
Let's do red.
Or we could just steal from them, you know?
Roja.
Roja.
Not okay. Azul.
Random gauntlet red.
I heard Azul.
Is a new style that we've never done anything kind of like this before.
Ooh. Great.
Okay.
I'll just
show the slide on the phone, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just show you guys the slide. I just need you to tell me who this is.
Ooh.
Can we see this? Not yet.
Ronnie Radke.
Ronnie Radke?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, so no.
Your mom.
Do you guys know who this is?
Um,
Anybody?
David Gilmour.
Is that Billy Strings?
It isn't. It is not. Okay.
I've never seen that man in my life.
It is Matt Walsh from 3 Days Grace.
Oh, is that the new singer?
Yeah.
All right. What favoritism. Do you want to do, Cannon?
Geez, do you want to... So, if we tie it up at 1 point music trivia, it's 3-3. They take... Let's say they take a music trivia 3 point, and then we get the random gauntlet 3 point.
So you want to try for 1 point?
Let's go with 1 point.
Let's do it. 1 point music trivia.
I love this. Okay. Blank. This is a band. They're an American rock band from Las Vegas.
Good question, buddy.
Brandon Flowers, Dave Koenig. After going through a number of short-term bass players and drummers in the early days, Mark Stromer and Ronnie Vannucci Jr. joined the band in 2002. Your answer is The Killers, and that is correct.
There's like two famous...
I love Dave Koenig.
Two famous
his guitar
Las Vegas
great.
Bands, and that is Imagine Dragons and The Killers.
And Dave Koenig and Brandon Flowers.
The Killers. I hate Imagine Dragons.
Imagine that.
Imagine I have dragging these nuts across your face.
Dude.
What's their...
Got him!
Fucking stupid.
Got him! What's their main song that's like...
Who, Imagine Dragons?
Yeah.
The Thunder and the Lightning or whatever.
And the Thunder?
The Radioactive.
Radioactive. That was their first one. Yeah, they had one good song.
What?
Fuck yeah, they did.
Wrong.
That...
Let's do another random gauntlet. What do you think?
Yep.
Okay.
You might be able to get this one.
Natural, by
dude. Just they're both trivia questions, so it really doesn't matter. But random gauntlet 3 point is a trivia question. Can you name me three of the major four record labels? The four that are known as the big four. They're the biggest. They own the most shares of all four. Just need three of them.
Capital. Epic. Sony. Capital, Epic, and Sony.
Those are not three of the four major record labels.
Damn.
Do you guys know what?
Yes.
Okay.
Give me three. Records.
Give me three.
Geffen Records. No.
Island, Sony, Capital.
No.
Epic.
Nope. Sony is the only one that you guys are
now
naming.
This is Epic.
The big four are Sony, Universal. EMI, Universal, and Warner.
Wow. I thought Island was way higher than that.
Yeah. So a lot of your... I don't know how it breaks up individually,
Warner
but like...
probably owns Island.
I was going to say, Sony, Universal owns a lot of them.
Right.
And especially in the past like 10 years.
Well, it's tied, and we have the next one.
Well, we should have got fucking Warner in L.A. It's the biggest fucking building that
is this current day
recorded at. Mm-hmm.
I just didn't think of Universal as music.
That's it.
It's from people.
Oh man,
the LP. So we're doing the other music trivia.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can take it.
We really might go to a tiebreaker. Is this an all or nothing?
No, all or nothing. All right, your 3 point
all
trivia
or nothing
is. David Paul Hewson is the lead singer for which band?
Paul David.
Paul David.
Hewson.
Paul
David. Dyslexia? Do you have
dyslexia? No.
You positive?
Is the lead singer for which band?
He has two first names. So they can go. The order of them does not matter.
I mean, it's valid.
I'm going to say... Darkness? Okay, I don't know that guy's name.
Maybe.
But it's
sure,
a
bite. Why not?
The Darkness.
Lock it in.
The Darkness. Okay. That is incorrect.
Dang it.
Kiss.
No.
What?
It's Paul Stanley.
I know, but that could be his stage name.
Damn it. If that's true.
It's not. It's U2. This is Bon. That's Bono's
Bono?
Real name.
Oh yeah. Really? Well, I had no
what
idea.
A boner.
What the heck?
What a boner. What the heck?
So
we have a fucking tiebreaker.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
No! Oh
my God. Eston's been waiting for this moment for 15 weeks.
And I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
Dude.
Oh, this is historic. You guys ready for your tiebreaker question?
What? Can you explain how it works? Everybody has a guess. Closest person, their team wins.
Yeah. Yep. Closest person to this number wins.
Jesus fucking Christ!
All right, let's go.
What's the? It's the best way to do a tiebreaker, Third Street Podcast. Right?
Yeah.
Is because
it's the
what street are we on?
The Third Street Podcast.
All right. Here is your tiebreaker question. What is Tommy Lee's net worth? This is a solid number. It's a whole number in millions, right? So it's not going to be exact.
Are we giving one team answer?
No, everyone. Well,
no, you get answer whatever you want.
So each team gets two choice or two chances to get closer, realistically.
I'm dead.
All right. So let's have everyone flip it over to show the camera so we can't change our answers here. So we have 69 million,
nice.
25 million, 70 million, and 15 million. Holy shit. Tannen's on the money.
No way.
It is 70 million.
God damn it.
Damn it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I thought you were going to take it with 69 million.
Fuck off.
Hell yeah.
Damn. Boom!
I just wanted somebody to say nice, and Zach did, so I'm happy.
The two engineers take it in the tiebreaker, folks.
Wow. By one.
If you don't like and subscribe, I'm gonna be upset.
I have mental notes.
Let's get into why we're really here.
Why are we here?
Well,
once
when a mommy time. And a daddy really
dude, calm the fuck on! Oh my god!
No, I have a. I do have a question. Let's make it relevant here. Okay, let's tie it back into the podcast and what people came to see.
Come to see.
Have you guys?
solid timing, man. Solid timing.
What all right, why people are going to tune into this podcast? the real reason that people are going to listen to this is for this album review. For people that haven't heard it or people that are interested in hearing new music, this week we review the latest record from the band Sleep Token titled Take Me Back to Eden. I want to know what you guys think of it. Okay, well, so since I picked the album, I'll start.
Yeah.
Okay? How about that?
Yep.
I hadn't listened to this record. I had my older brother sent me the song "The Summoning."
You picked it and hadn't listened to it. That's a ballsy move.
No.
Risky move.
I did listen to it, and then I picked because I listened to several albums because I wasn't really sure what to pick, but. It wasn't like I listened to it and liked it and went, I'm going to pick it.
Okay.
Beforehand. I mean, because this album came out in like May of 2023, so almost a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Up until a couple weeks ago, I had only listened to the song The Summoning. I really like it. And honestly, I really like the outro. You know, they do like this weird...
take... me oh
yeah
it's fucking sick
yeah it well and it just it like it throws the song on its head, right?
Yep.
it's just completely different, very refreshing. And so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna consider this album. And I listened to it, and my first listen to through, I wasn't gonna pick it because I didn't think everyone would like it, because it is odd. It's not, from listening to the one song, it's not what I thought this record would be.
No.
Right.
At all.
I agree with that.
No.
I'd also never listened to Sleep Token, so I was expecting something, you know, like that song.
Right.
The band is completely different. That song's kind of an anomaly. Mm-hmm. Kind of.
It is.
I mean.
They have a couple kind of. That are yeah, similar just, in style to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Really long songs, too. Shit. I mean. They have like five or six of these songs are over six minutes, from
Aqua Regia to like the Apparition are all like 3.5 or 4 minute songs, but Chokehold to Granite are like fucking 5.5 to 8 minute songs, and then Rain to Euclid are fucking like all 8 minute songs. They're very long.
Yeah, they if you actually look at it, it flip flops. Like Chokehold's like under 4 minutes. The Summoning's like 7:05. Granite's like 4. Aqua Regia or whatever, and Vor are, I think, 4.5 minutes. Or whatever. Ascensionism is almost 8 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
Are You Really Okay? Short. Apparition's long. The acronym one, the Do You Wish That You Loved Me?
Right.
Actually, a good song.
Is that what that stands for?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But overall, my first listen through, I was like, I don't know. But the more I listened to it, the more I appreciated it. I think I needed to get over my predetermined thought of what this album was going to be. Because, I mean, there were songs like Ascensionism, Take Me Back to Eden, Are You Really Okay, that my first listen through, I was like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't what I'm listening to this album for. And after listening to it 2 or 3 times, start to appreciate those songs because they're good songs. It just wasn't what I was expecting.
They are, but I was so primed to like hear a specific sound after mm-hmm. listening to The Summoning. Cause,
yeah.
So I didn't know, I did know, but my brain didn't connect that Sleep Token was the one, the band that had written The Summoning.
Mm.
And so I got to that second song and I was like, I know this song. I was like, where do I know this song? And that song fucking rips.
That song is huge. Everyone knows that also, song.
And it's mm-hmm. easily the best song on the album, it in is. My opinion.
It but, is.
Hands down.
Well, Chokehold? Holy fuck, what a way to start a record.
It was.
That's a good song.
Damn, man.
That's a good song.
I was so fucking excited for this record. Knowing that The Summoning... So, I listened to this record when you showed me Chokehold in, like, July of this last year,
2020. I would have showed you The Summoning. I didn't know.
Yeah, you showed me The Summoning.
Mm-hmm.
I got excited about this record. I got about halfway through this record, and I was like, that's not a record for me. But I listened to The Chokehold again when you sent it to me, and I was like, holy fuck, man. This is so... fucking cool. And then it follows with The Summoning, and it's like, this is gonna be a great record, man.
Right.
Ooh, it's gonna be a great record. And then it changed a lot.
Yeah.
And honestly, Granite was still up there for me. Where I lost it was the Aqua Regia.
That's it's not still, even where I lost it.
It's such a weird song.
One thing I have with the whole album that's just weird, like if I were to sit down and try to pinpoint like what sound is Sleep Token, what are they? I would have a hard time figuring out how to describe, like, even just, like, genre-wise, because they bounce so
much.
You want
to know what I call them? Morgan Wallen hardcore.
That's pretty good.
Dude. All right. Because, like, there's...
I agree with you. It's hard to describe.
Because there's, like, elements of, like, just, like, digital pop.
Yes.
Mixed with, like... I mean, obviously the djent element is in there, but then there's like this weird fuzzy overtone, undertone. I don't know what you call it.
It definitely djents.
It djents, but it doesn't feel like traditional, like djenty, jaunty music. Like there's parts for sure that are like kind of like Meshuggah-esque. I think like the end of Ascensionism. I could be wrong.
Ascensionism is the one.
Yeah,
that,
the end of that one.
The first like 4 minutes. Dune. Yeah, the first like 4 minutes is like.
Yeah, it's like piano and like.
Yeah,
right. Really pretty, kind of.
And then it goes quiet. And then it's heavy as fuck for like 30, 45 right. seconds, and then it goes back to the ballad theme.
Yeah,
right.
And then they cut it back. My note was the ups and downs are almost too much for me.
Same.
Yeah.
And so, they have the same, almost the same, like. Pattern in every song. Almost every song. Well, that I'm just talking about the song structure itself.
Oh, yeah.
Almost every song starts really slow, like
very stoic,
either with a piano or some electronic element or like a clean guitar in one song. Most of the songs start really slow,
mm-hmm.
and they either pick up and get really huge and heavy, or they just don't, and they. I don't like.
And it kind of peters out.
Even in the songs they get really heavy in, you're talking like 3.5 minutes into the song.
Right. It's late in the song.
It takes a while.
And that was a weird thing for me because. So I took a lot of notes, but a particular note is. I think it's on Take Me Back to Eden. Holy fuck, man. 7 minutes and 30 seconds into that song, it's the coolest song on the record. Seven minutes and 30 seconds.
I really like Take Me Back to Eden.
That's such a weird dynamic song. Obviously, they're doing like a Jesus of Suburbia type deal where like they start the song one way, 2 minutes it goes that way, and then they completely
it's got movement to
a new style. And then they do a new style, like
it's like a new
the
song.
The very beginning of take.
It's very progressive.
Is like just a piano and him singing. Very, very. Also, he's got a lot of shit on his vocals. The whole album, he's got a lot of shit on.
His vocals. That and his vocals are so weird.
He's got an accent.
His accent is strong.
Very British.
It is very strong.
Like almost too much.
I will say this, sorry, that's not it. If you, I mean, I don't know if you guys, I do just because I sing, but when you really like listen to, so in Granite. Well, The Summoning in Granite, I think I tried to look it up, but I couldn't really find anything on it. I'm not sure if he's the one that screams.
I think he does all of it.
I think so.
If he does, then that's even more impressive. But there's some, like, I can show you a part in Granite, a vocal run that he does that when you listen to it with appreciation for vocals, you're like, holy shit.
It goes from, like, baritone to tenor kind of thing.
But
dude's got a good voice.
He'll go like this.
Like his falsettos that he hits.
Yeah, man.
And then I never should have cut you off. And then there's another vocal track under it going, I never should have
It's like
cut
baritone.
You
right.
off. And it's all reverbed as fuck.
Right.
And it does sound cool.
It
the
gives
mix
like a droney effect.
But, like... so much effects on every vocal track in this whole record.
Yeah, so
like he's also singing under himself here. Or maybe not right here, but
it's just doubled. The vocal run that I was talking about is I was like, holy shit, and I actually went back and listened. I was like, and then I was trying to do it and I was like, man, it's a hard little I mean, it's an actual run.
He's a really talented vocalist.
Yeah.
He's also so low. He's so low in that register.
But he has like a huge range.
He does.
Yeah, big range. I wrote, though, the dude's got a great voice, but I can't tell if I actually like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah, so but there's an aspect of his voice for me that's like same. You're like, I don't know if I really like it.
Yeah.
But
the guy can sing.
Totally. I'm leaning towards I like it because I've definitely never heard anybody else sound like that.
I think
like
it's
that.
Just
right.
so...
Very unique.
Very unique.
Left of center for me. Like, I'm just... You know, it's just so weird.
He doesn't really
he has
ever
a weird voice.
Leave the... That register unless they start going fucking hard.
Yeah. Hit, dude, like, his falsettos in The Summoning and in Take Me Back to Eden
are great.
Are so good.
Yes.
But here's the thing. If you sing low in general, like if you sing down at that register, that lower register right there, it's not that hard to hit like the next higher register if you have a low voice.
That is not true at all.
What does that even mean?
That's not true. It's...
So I disagree. He's not really hitting falsettos.
Yeah,
no,
yes,
he is.
Absolutely.
He's really good.
This...
That's a falsetto.
That guy can he's sing. Also singing that main line too. He's singing
It's layered.
That guy can sing.
But yeah.
Yeah, there's live videos of him singing that song.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's good at singing in his normal register, his falsetto register, and then he can scream like a motherfucker too.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
That really is him doing the whole thing.
Solid vocalist, yeah.
Yeah, he really is super talented.
I think so. I mean, because
Is he a big man?
He's like a skinny, scrawny... They all wear masks, so I don't know.
Yeah, they're...
And they have, like, robes and shit.
I also don't like that.
They honestly look... They look kind of, like, super pagan to me.
His name is Vessel.
What'd you say?
What?
Like just pagan.
I think that's what they're going for.
Oh, definitely.
But they sing a lot about spiritual shit.
Well, like, are they into like the Kabbalah?
Here's what. On that note, that I didn't like. It kind of clashed for me. Is I don't like a lot of his lyrics. Mm. I feel like especially like at the end of the summoning, when he that the very end of the song when it changes and he's. I can't remember what he says, but he says, like, on God. But it's like he's talking about, I want to be your man and some shit like that. It just doesn't vibe with
does
the whole,
does he say
like,
on God?
It sounds like
on
he does.
God,
on
dude.
God.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't say on God.
I hope not.
But he says something about, like, being.
It's like, did you mistake me for a sign from God?
Look up the lyrics.
Did I mistake you for a
sign from God?
He does say that.
Oh, well, so then what does he say about being, wanting to be your man or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
He says, I want to be your man.
It's like,
I mistake you for a sign from God.
Or
no cap.
And then it does a shitload of music stuff.
No, it didn't.
Hey, look it up, man. To me, like,
lazy.
That juxtaposition of like those type of like kind of sexy lyrics and their whole spicy. And their whole image just like doesn't vibe for me.
It's their weird. You got these like weird pagan looking freaking Kabbalah dudes getting all spicy with their sex talk.
from top to bottom, this album was kind of a roller coaster to listen to.
No kidding. Yeah. Like more than any album we've talked about
Bore,
so far.
Bore was my least favorite fucking song on the whole
The record. Heaviest fucking song in the album.
And you can't. I tried hard, man. I tried to understand what they're saying. I cannot.
Yeah, it's that Vore's when he screams in.
I wrote a lot. Vore gets heavy again. I definitely prefer the heavier side of this band.
Me too, I do too.
But there's a different heavy side that I like compared to what the fuck they did in Vore. I hate to be the guy like, I can't understand them. You fuck people that listen to heavy music.
All the screamo sounds the same.
Yeah. And I don't like that either, but I couldn't understand him at all.
Sounds the same.
And I was like, man, I'm trying hard.
Also,
I like heavy music. Dude, the best fucking part on this whole record, as far as heavy music goes, outside of, I guess,
Take Me Back to Eden.
Is Take Me Back to Eden.
Totally.
Seven minutes and 30 seconds.
Down. Dude, like that after that intro rips, hits.
That
yeah.
rips as fuck.
Yeah, that's good.
I wanted to show you, because I don't know if I knew you'd be really analytical of Granite, but this is for Tannen. It's towards the end. When the actual drums come in, his fills that he does on the cymbal,
dude,
the bell.
This drummer is so good.
He does full fills, but just on the bell, just different bells.
Yeah.
Just wait. It's so good.
Right. He's a good drummer. Yeah. No one's arguing he's not a good drummer. He's a fucking good drummer. Pop machine drum mix sucks ass.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah,
I feel like they threw that in there to be trendy and to catch listeners. Like,
why would they do that?
I think
why
so
would they
too,
do that
man.
When they have such a killer drummer
right?
yeah, at
right.
their fingertips? You know what
killer
I mean?
Killer band.
I feel like they're just tapping into markets.
Can you play
outside of metal with it?
Honestly, if they got rid of the first 3 minutes of most of these songs, they'd be such a better album.
Totally.
And that, and ultimately, so when bringing this kind of full circle, ultimately, after listening to all 12 songs twice, is why I went, you know what, I am going to pick it, because I knew there'd be a little back and forth. I wasn't sure if you guys would lean for it or against it, because it's really like 50-50. It's like the first half of every song is weird and kind of mediocre.
Yeah.
Well, I should say
mediocre.
I mean,
you kind of summed it up for me. Honestly, that's a complete summation of my thoughts, is that if they clip the first 3 minutes off of every song, it'd be great.
One of my favorite parts of the whole record is the second verse in Rain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude,
yeah, I like
that. That rips as fuck. Rain was actually one of my more favorite songs on the whole record.
Some of the like quieter stuff, I like track 9 right before that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's like building stuff and it's not quite like the heavy parts that we were just grooving to, but I do like parts of it where it's kind of just like good background noise, like to like do my laundry to.
That's fair.
Like, I'm not listening to it because I want to listen to like a kick-ass band.
Do you know where?
but it's not active listening,
it's
right?
It's atmospheric.
Yeah, content. Yeah.
So I will say this, though, and I kind of was trying to hint at it at the beginning. If I can get over what I'm wanting to hear from this album, the song Are You Really Okay is a really good song.
Yeah, I think I wrote that too.
But it's slow. It's a completely like different genre
right.
of song.
What I liked this one because I wrote it's another slow one, but it's no trap beats and it's got a cool, clean guitar on it.
Yeah.
Or I said, Are You Really Okay?
That sounds like something is Clint Eastwood would write.
I said, it's really okay, I guess.
I mean,
no trap beats.
I like,
it's got a nice
I
clean.
Liked it.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Nice clean no trap guitar. Beats.
But nice also, clean guitar. On that song, I said I was waiting for the peak of the song for 2 minutes too
it
long.
It does have a nice clean guitar.
Because that song is also like fucking 5.5 minutes, and you don't get into the breakdown until like 3.5 minutes in.
Right. Right.
Yeah, no, it's a hard one. To me, it's still listenable. I like listening to albums front to back, and I think this is one of those albums that's going to be harder for me to do that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think it's a front to backer. I have...
There's a few songs, like Take Me Back to Eden and The Summoning I'll still listen to. I agree with Josh, The Summoning, it was cool for me for like about 6 months, and now it's getting to a point where I skip it in my playlist, and it's not because I hate the song, it's because I overplayed it.
Yeah. And you know what? That's what you want.
I think is super underrated.
That's what
chokehold
you want.
Is sick as fuck.
Chokehold well, that's what good. You want as an artist chokehold. For sure,
dude. Yeah. Chokehold when they go that in that chorus and they just don't stop it, and you're like, damn, I kind of like fucking not stopping that noise that you at first were like, ooh, that's a little abrasive, and then you're like, oh fuck yeah, baby, keep playing it.
I don't mean to cut you off, Tannen, but
we gotta go.
Well, no, let's just do. Let's give it a rating. Thumbs up, 50%. Thumbs down on the count of three.
This is a hard one. This is the hardest one.
I'm making you decide. Okay.
Hell yeah.
So on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. There's. So we got 2.5, 3.5 out of 5. 3.5 out of 5.
Damn, you went down all the way down.
Wait, hold on.
That's our scale of it.
That's 2.5.
1.5. Oh yeah, 2.5 out of 5.
Yeah,
you're right.
So literally half. They got a half.
Yeah,
score.
They got a 50%.
If they would take 50% of these songs off, it would.
That's no kidding.
That's
okay.
Before our cameras die here or overheat or whatever the fuck they're doing right now, I have a song for you all at home to listen to this week. These guys have listened to it. You guys know what it is. My song to listen to this week is "Better Hell" by Bill Murray. B-I-L-M-U-R-I.
I love Bill Murray, dude.
Song Better Hell. It's their new single out right now. I'm fucking obsessed with it.
It's so good.
It's
is this a band?
Crazy.
Have this isn't...
They have several albums, but not that. Yeah, they're just starting. Or he's
Bill
just
Murray.
Starting.
You've been nonstop about them.
Yeah, dude. I'm about it.
This isn't the actor Bill Murray, is it?
No.
This is the band Bill Murray. Yeah.
There's a band.
It's spelled.
Yeah, you've been about this guy for a while, huh?
B-I-L-M-U-R-I.
Yeah, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Yep.
All right.
So that's my song recommendation for this week. Give it a listen. Check out Sleep Token. Take Me Back to Eden. Formulate your own opinion on it.
If you're from Great
you know
Britain,
what we think.
You're really gonna like it.
Tell us if we're wrong and why we're wrong.
Yeah, in
we're
the
not
comments
wrong, but
below.
Tell us why you think we're wrong.
In the comments below. In the comments.
We comment
below
all the time.
All right. This is episode 15, the Third Street Podcast. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye, Tannen.
Bye-bye,
Tannen.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Never even speak your name. After all you put me through, I know you stole a piece of me. So when they ask who hurt you, point the finger at myself, but I think of you. It's in the past, but I still do.